Viewer discretion is advised.
All activities performed in-game and are fictitious.
Arcane magic is not to be used lightly and by amateurs. All magic performed in this show was performed by an expert.
Feel free to try this at home.
So you go off and look for the other goblin.
Alright, I'm gonna go to that goblin he shot down, rip off his shirt and tie his arms behind his back.
Okay, so Eric
can
goes.
Grab my bolts for me, I'm gonna need those.
You don't need to worry about ammo for the most part. I'm not gonna really be too concerned about that right. kind of stuff. I don't think that it really adds to the game.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna skip a lot of that bullshit. So Eric, Blig is absolutely dead. You caved in his head. That guy is gonzo.
He had it coming.
And
dead as fuck.
Suzanne, you are able to find the other goblin after a few minutes searching, and he is very bled out. You shot him in his butt artery, and it is it is still oozing. In a very disgraceful death. He died underneath the bush. Poor goblin. Womp womp, sad trombone. And Eric, you grabbed the last one that was running away.
Yeah, not killing him, taking him hostage.
What do you do with this hostage?
So I go, take his shirt off in his weakened state and, tie his arms behind his back and, carry him over and put him in a cart.
Okay, goblin in the bag of the cart. The squire, he digs through one of the chests in the cart. He hands you each a potion. It's got a little label. It says Cure Light Wounds on it. And he's like, this is for you. Thanks for your help. And he drinks one real quick. After he pops his fucking knee back into place. And
I was so useless that whole fight that I just pulled it out at the last minute.
Right, yeah, Robin, you were also given a potion of Cure Light Wounds by the squire if you wanted to drink that. And it does 1d8 plus 1 health. Just for future note, this probably won't come up into gameplay aspects too much. The way I like to do potions in combat and things is with belt pouches.
Yep.
You each have 4 belt pouches, and there are your quick items. So like if you wanted to use a potion in combat, you reach into your pouch, and it's there. So you don't have to go digging through your bag. It's just a movement action to drink a potion instead of a full round or like a whatever round action.
Yeah.
But digging out a specific thing. Same thing with wands or scrolls. 1 wand per spell pouch. I know it makes no sense at all.
They're really long pouches.
Yeah, it's just you got 1 long pouch. I don't know why you don't get more of them. You can fit more on your belt.
A quiver of wands.
Yeah. But that's one of those things that will make it... Because you guys don't have too much healing in the game right now, so potions are going to be...
Give me a couple levels.
Yeah.
A revolving quiver.
And speaking of that, Eric, your paladin abilities are going to be wildly different than the book. I'm going to completely change Lay on Hands.
Because it's terrible.
I'm probably going to add immunity to fear. Probably instead of you getting Iron Will, you're just going to get like a +3 to all your saves or something like that. You're going to get weird other bonuses because paladin sucks in 3.5.
Yeah.
I want you to be cool and good because you are cool. Should be, because you're a hero.
What Worth Good actually does.
So, you guys have this goblin captive and a cart. You guys all just got sweet potions. And Squires,
sweet.
You guys defeated my goblin puzzle.
We're going to question him.
Yay.
Despite the rocky
but
start,
what was the other one
doing? The head.
He's making it look like there are a bunch of goblins in there, and that's why I was like, whoa, there's
probably a dozen
goblins in there.
That's his purpose? Okay.
If you tell the squire about the goblins up in the woods, he's like, oh, wow, really? That's strange, because I wonder how many goblins are there at all. He said that they had
right.
a few, 50, 60 of them, which
Of course, it's probably an overestimation, but, you know, if this is all they have left of fighting males, you know, it might be an easy matter of clearing the rest of them out.
They probably still got some goblins left.
I'm not a smart man, so, you know.
Sorry, and John, neither am I.
He's like, you know, so what do you guys want to do at this point? Should I take the cart back to the town with the supplies? And you guys are going to go and, you know, take care of the rest of the goblins?
Sure. I mean, they brought a cart, so it's probably easy trail to follow.
Yeah, you know, I suspect so. Can't be too far off. You know, I would have gone and searched for him myself, but I'm an old man. You know,
he's not actually that old, man. He's probably like 45, but at this point, like,
oh man, he's ancient.
Yeah, D&D, but at this, but realistically, like, people can live forever, and it's like, oh, I'm 45, I'm 900, I'm an elf. It's like, you know, what is time in this world? It doesn't, you know, and you have magical healing. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, if you have a cure light wounds potion, that dude ain't got no cancer no more. Like, he doesn't die. Like, how do you die in this world?
Rheum disease.
Like, yeah. No, there are no, like, lots of these horrible things in the world just don't exist. There's no poverty, really. There's
so
no
what you're
hunger.
Saying is real world needs real magic.
Yeah, what we need is magic. That would definitely, that would help a lot if we had some magic.
That'd be great.
See, but then it would end up like that show Magicians where everything
gets turned off
and magic dies.
And then everybody's a fucking
fucked.
Drug addict.
Yeah.
I need a quick arcane fix.
Yeah.
Just give me one more spell.
My thumb with.
Just one more cure.
I can't use my hands. What do we do?
So yeah, you guys got this cart. The squire's like, you know, I think I'm gonna head back to town with the loot. You got your captive. It's probably like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, that was a quick excursion.
Yeah. You know, the goblins were only there for about half an hour until they, you know, goaded you into a fight, which they quickly lost. It was a really, I don't know why, that's a bad decision on their part. I'm going to edit that out.
It's because Paler was, you know, standing by us, making sure we win.
I mean, you're a paladin. You're a sorcerer. That means you got, like, fucking dragons on your side. Ancient dragon blood in your... Yeah. And this dude's fucking a half lizard, half wizard. So yeah, do you guys want to, like, interrogate this goblin, or you just want to follow the tracks?
Oh, yeah. Now, see what's going on.
Okay.
See how many goblins I got left.
There's only one survivor.
Oh, no. I mean, ask him how many they got left.
Okay, so you wake this goblin up. How are you going to go about doing that? Because he is currently unconscious. You know, like, splash some water on his face or something.
Yeah. Make sure the knots are real good and tight.
Okay. So, you got him tied up, splash some water on his face.
Hey, enough of the grunting. You know common?
No, he does not. Do any of you speak common?
I do.
Okay, so the rest of you hear something along the lines of, and Rob hears something like, oh shit. Did you kill everybody else? This is looking bad. Oh God, please don't kill me.
Ask him how many goblins they got.
How many of your friends are in the woods?
He's like, oh God, don't kill me. There's only the one. There's only the one in the woods.
Do you have a camp?
A camp? No! We're the only ones. There are no others. There are no other goblins.
Can I roll to intimidate?
Yeah. How are you gonna say to intimidate this guy?
Sure. He seems pretty resigned to die.
I'll edit that out in post. I don't.
He seems pretty resigned to die. So I'm trying to. I was hoping you could just let me get away with.
It's not like he really didn't want to die.
He's scared of the magic. Can I make my hands glow at him?
Did you take prestidigitation?
No, but I have light.
Yeah, you can make your hands start glowing and like, ooh, ooh. So
do you want to threaten to turn him into some shit?
Well, I can't talk to him.
That's true. But you can relay information.
Yeah, you could make me out to be
this.
Yeah,
then I'm gonna roll to intimidate. I'm gonna tell him the witch over here is gonna turn him into a fucking cockroach.
Well, tell him. Character voices. Come on.
All right, you little fuck. My friend over here is gonna turn you into a fucking cockroach if you don't tell us.
Okay.
And you know what? Your injuries are not going to go away. You're going to be an injured cockroach.
All right.
That sounds
like
fun.
I'll get
you
in the butt too.
So Suzanne's over here. I'm gonna get your butt. And Rob's like, I'm gonna make you she's gonna turn you into a cockroach or something. All right. Roll to intimidate. And,
one.
You got it. The goblin starts laughing at you. He's just like, "Oh, there's no way that you're not gonna go and kill all of us. Why would I ever tell you anything?"
There you go, all of us. There's more. You dumb little fuck.
I mean, he's a goblin. He's not particularly smart.
He's like, "Oops, oopsie."
Oh, shit.
I mean, if you're as good at picking up goblins by the head as you are at finding out goblin bases, I'm not too worried.
I'm gonna just smack him.
All right, make a, you don't need to roll for that. You smack him in the face. Roll for damage.
Oh, man, don't kill him. Unarmed, what do I roll for unarmed?
Six. It'll be a
D3. Five.
All right, so you do 3 subdual damage. And so you really smack the fucking shit out of this goblin. Like, fucking head turns all the way around kind of thing. And he's like, or if you're gonna kill me, just kill me.
Where's the fun in that?
So we've gone to evil party now. How long does it take Eric to lose his paladin powers? So... Eric, do you have...
I guess you guys can't step in.
You have no idea
what the fuck I'm
saying. So he's saying...
I just have magic hands.
Yeah, so I guess you guys wouldn't really understand what he's saying. And then he just strikes the goblin. And the goblin's like...
Come on. Don't kill him. Yeah. What's he saying?
Do you want me to bring the other one? He can see what I did to the
other
ones,
He said that there's, said he knew that we'd kill them all. So clearly there's more goblins. I don't know what else I'm going to get out of him, but we know there's more.
All right.
I'd be happy to kill him if you'd like.
We can send him scurrying back.
What, are we going to follow him back?
Yeah, that's the idea. Just in case the trail isn't great.
Well, hopefully he doesn't die on the way back. That would be inconvenient.
Do you guys have this little powwow amongst yourselves? You're like, okay, we're going to let him go and follow him?
Yeah.
Okay, you untie his legs?
Leave his arms tied. And just pick him up and toss him. Shoo him away.
Get out of here. Let's go. He looks he kind of doesn't believe what's happening, quite frankly. And he runs. He goes. He fucking takes off towards the river.
All right, stay, I don't know, a couple hundred yards behind him and try following the best we can.
Okay, yeah, you can.
I feel like I should have some sort of tracking skill.
Right, no, you
can, maybe that would be more ranger-y.
No, you have a survival-esque skill. You're like a orc outsider person. And so is Suzanne, would probably also have some kind of woodland skills like that as well. Yeah, being a widow. Outlander. So make a high check. Versus his perception check to see if he notices you following him at all.
Hey guys, it's me, Gabe, your DM, your host, and your cowboy. Yeehaw! This week, I just wanted to give you guys a quick word from one of our sponsors, Brom's Knobs. Rob's Knobs is a locally owned and operated business that supplies all of our essential knockers, knobs, and polishing needs. Now come on down to Rob's Knobs and get yourself a big pair of knockers that the whole family can be proud of. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. And once again, please try to give us a like, a share, and, you know, tell your friends about the show. It's the only way that, you know, anybody's ever going to hear about the thing. So please give us a help. Give us a like. Give us a share. Still unsure of the name of the website, but we'll keep you posted. As of right now, I've been thinking about House of the Spiral as the name of the campaign, but it's a tenuous thing, and we'll work on it. Maybe you guys can tweet at us. Give us some ideas. I don't even know if we have a Twitter. But hopefully we do by the time you're hearing this. Thanks again for listening, guys. See you next time. Okay, you guys do a great job of hiding behind trees and bushes and shit as this goblin is very unstealthily walking directly towards, directly down this trail that looks like where the cart came. And the cart path is pretty well rutted in that it's relatively easy to follow. But you can see that he's like, you know, ducking behind bushes every once in a while. But it's like really obvious and badly done. And you guys are like up in a tree just like watching him, and he's just like, yep, he's in that bush.
Like Naruto.
Yeah.
Except he doesn't turn into a log 15 times in the episode.
Yeah.
And you guys watch him go down a short embankment, and you guys can see just past this wooded area a small island, which is maybe about like the width of a football field, you know? Circular, maybe ovalish, and you see him go down a path that leads what you think might lead towards this island, and he goes out of sight. And it's like down like a little like hill kind of area towards where there's like, you know, that the river outlet runs into the lake, which this island is on. And he disappears from sight.
Just,
well, he's like, you know. You guys are up here, and he goes down the hill, and then you can't see him anymore because he's down the hill.
Trying to pick up the pace, I guess.
Okay. You know, keeping pace. He goes down the hill, and you watch him, you know, and you guys are basically at, like, the top of that, like, where it leads down. So he goes behind some shrubs that are, like, opening, that are surrounding the front of this island, which makes it, like, difficult to get past, and you can see like where the cart came across this like small water bridge, which is just like a like less than a foot deep,
okay,
kind of thing. And he goes across this water bridge and then behind some bushes, and he's gone. And you guys are up on top of this hill, and you guys presumably keep following.
Yeah,
you go down after him. And you guys get to the river, right? And you guys are, you know, about to cross this, you know, relatively shallow river. As you guys are crossing it, you make some perception checks.
8.
17.
Okay.
18.
Okay. Aelin and Krunk, you guys hear what sounds like some serious, like, splash, like some quick steps in the water splashing. And then you hear, like, a thud as of, like, metal on wood. And you hear a cry of, like, you know, run! And it's just, like, coming from just up the river a little ways. In the opposite direction of where the goblin went. And as you guys, like, make your way across the river, you hear this run, and you see a little girl. And she's running up the riverbank towards you. She's like just rounding this corner. And she's being chased by three fucking weird looking troglodyte things, which are like gray skinned. They got these big bulbous black eyes. And like, have you ever watched Animal Planet and you see them like go on to troglodytes, which are these weird things that live in caves and look kind of like lizards? They're kind of like that, except they're like goblin sized. and they're like slimy and just gross, and their mouths are open, and they're like drooling. And they are saying something. Do any of you speak Draconic?
Nope.
Okay, well, then you have no idea what they're saying. But they're saying something like, as they chase this little girl down the riverbank. And she's like, arms up in the air.
Let her run past us and shield and Morningstar ready.
Okay. She doesn't look like she's going to make it quite to you guys. And she's like halfway up the river, and they're like, catch her, and they like see you, and they like grab her by the leg, and they start like dragging her back up the river.
Gonna charge.
All right, let's roll initiative at this point.
Do you want me to? Are you gonna make me reload both my crossbows, or can I?
We can just say that they've already been reloaded.
Yeah.
So why don't we roll initiative at this point with little girl tripping on the ground up the riverbank, maybe 20 feet away from you guys, 20, 30 feet.
Okay.
You know, relative 10 yards, 10, 20 yards away, and the lizards are like right around her. So. All right,
I got a 19.
18.
11.
I got a 4. So why don't we just start with Suzanne?
Okay.
And we'll go around the table, even though that's not the way that it turned out. All
right. Okay.
Because fuck the rules.
how many spells do I have per day?
I think 4.
Not many. But I mean second level.
You just make it up. That's what they do in the Adventure Zone.
First level, you got 3.
3?
Okay.
1. When I cast Magic Missile, each time I cast it,
uses up one slot.
That's annoying. Okay, I'll shoot with my longbow.
Deal with it. Magic.
Goddamn. 17.
Alright, so you're going to shoot at... there's 3 lizards. Center, left, and right. Which one are you shooting at?
Which one has the little girl?
The center one is, like, reaching down for the little girl.
Okay,
The other two are just
missing. I'll shoot the center one. For 2.
What'd you get to hit?
17.
You miss.
Boom.
Ha ha.
Oh, man.
Rough.
Yep. That sucks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it is now Rob's turn.
Alright, I'm gonna try to shoot at the first one with both my hand crossbows.
Okay. Just a volley of arrows.
Yeah.
Alright, shoot.
12
that's
on the second
miss.
Roll.
That's
gonna
miss.
Both miss.
So
yep.
They go wide left, plop into the water.
I'm gonna charge up to the one on the left so I don't trample the little girl.
Okay.
And attack.
Okay. You got your shield.
Shield
and your
Morningstar.
All right.
For the might of Baylor. I got a 14.
They duck, and these dudes are. I should restate. These are actually smaller than goblins. But they are about the same size as a 5-year-old girl. So relatively small.
Okay.
Relatively small beings.
4 feet tall?
Yeah. Yeah. So they're pretty diminutive. So you're like swinging down like you're killing a gnome.
Golfing
these lizards, these troglodytes. And you miss as well. And they're going to hiss. Sounds kind of like that. And then they're going to jump at you guys. And you see them squirt water out of their eyeballs at you, and like it's like squirts on you, and they're trying to squirt water into your eyes.
AC 17.
So this is actually going to be a reflex save.
Okay.
So I don't even need to make an attack roll. You just need to make a reflex save.
Him?
Just him. He's the only one close enough.
11.
You do not save as these. Weird lizard things squirt juices into your eyeballs, and you are blinded for 1 round.
Great.
So you cannot see anymore, Eric. Swinging blind.
Is that going to carry through my next round?
Yes, it'll be effective on your next attack.
Okay.
The other two, one of them's going to probably try to bite you and miss miserably. He probably, like, jumps at your ankle, and He does real bad. You want to make a kick attack at him? Is he like, just fucking, he does so terrible.
Flail wildly with my legs.
Just fucking make a...
11.
No, you miss his armor class. So you strike him, but it's just like, you know, when the cat is like up against your leg and like wants to pass you, step through. And yeah, exactly. Not that I'm an advocate of animal abuse in any way. So the other two are going to bite at you. One of them misses and you kick him in the face, but you miss. And the other one's going to bite you. What's your arm class?
Regular or flat-footed?
Just regular. I think you're good to go.
17.
Yeah, the other one's going to miss you as well.
Woo.
So it is, and the little girl's going to try to like scramble past you a little bit. So she's now on like the other side of you from these lizards. And it's Suzanne.
I'm going to magic missile, because I'm not going to try to shoot that shit again.
Okay.
It's annoying. For 3 damage.
Your magic missile soars through the air. How do you shoot it? Do you just, like, finger guns?
Yeah,
you,
I
like,
so.
Spit it at him? Like, a little wink? Wink magic missile?
I like the wink. Yeah, I think it's just like a...
I like a little... You can't see that, but we are winking. So you wink at him, and you send a little magic missile sent his way. A little peck on the cheek. and it is... How much you do?
3.
And he dies. These things are not very healthy.
Fragile.
Yeah.
Slugs.
Yeah. So, and he just... It just explodes. And he, like, it doesn't have organs or anything. It's just, like, one...
Conscious.
Yeah.
Amorphous mass.
It just melts. Rob.
Fix it.
All right. Will it take my whole turn to reload both crossbows?
Yes. Is
that move action to reload one?
Yeah.
You go try and sneak attack them.
Yeah, think about it. How far are they?
They're close
can
enough.
I
can run up and attack.
Yeah, I'm
going to
run
attack.
Up and attack with my scimitar.
Okay, make an attack action.
Ooh.
There's
not
only...
Hit.
Okay, what'd you get?
I rolled 5.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to hit. It is Eric's turn. Eric, make a perception check.
I rolled a 1. Fit to my blindness.
Oh. You are completely unaware of what's going on around you. You have no idea where the things are.
So did I, like, feel the little girl crawl behind me?
No. You have no idea about anything around you at all. You are in a void of darkness.
I'm going to hope she's still on the ground and swing in their direction.
All right. Make a attack action first.
Disadvantage?
No, just make an attack action. First.
Ooh, I rolled a 1.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So that's going to be a crit, and high or low, good for you.
Low.
Okay, you hit Rob. So roll critical strike on Rob, who is next to you, as you swing for the fences and accidentally hit your friend.
Idiot.
7 health.
Wait, so you want me to roll to confirm or just roll double damage?
Yeah, roll to confirm first. Roll to confirm.
Alright, I got a 10.
Okay, so you don't confirm, but you are
that's
gonna
good.
You are gonna do some damage to Rob.
All right, take 7.
God damn it!
So
I'm not exactly 0 now.
So just like the goblin Blig, you managed to hit Rob in the head hard enough to knock him unconscious. The same.
Oh my god!
Taylor meant for it to happen.